Ladies and gentlemen, Academy Award winner Walter Matthau.
One of the stagehands came over to me backstage, and he said, show is running pretty long tonight. He said, maybe it should be called Awards and Remembrance. Well, he's only a stagehand. Not a writer. You know, the word legend gets tossed around rather loosely these days. Army Orchard says hello to you out front 2 years in a row. You're a legend. But there are two people. Would you bring that back a little, please? You went too fast. There are two people. Okay, I'll read it then. Tonight it is my privilege to introduce two people who not only personify comedy greatness, who not only are beloved by millions of people in virtually every corner of the globe, who not only have been delighting audiences for half of this century, but who are among the only people I can think of who could get me to come here from Pacoima words with a C in it are funny to make this introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, Lucille Ball and Bob Hope.
How about that?
How about it?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. What a night. I haven't seen so many gorgeous girls since I spent Father's Day with Steve Garvey. But I've got the most gorgeous girl right by my side, Lucille Ball, right there.
Thank you. It really is wonderful to be here. And a particular thrill, especially with you, Bob. It's a very secure feeling being up here with a man who has been on the Oscar show 26 times.
That's true, yeah.
And never won.
You have to mention it, huh?
Well.
I may take a Chilean grape. You know, it's not that I haven't,
What are you going to do with
not
it?
Not that I haven't begged, I'll tell you that. I've been on my knees more often than Billy Swaggart. Anyway, a lot of people are wondering what Lucy and I are doing up here together. You know, we made four pictures together.
Yeah, talk about dangerous liaisons.
Even though we haven't worked in a while, we still keep in touch with everything. In fact, today, the Ayatollah Khomeini called me and asked me who wrote Ishtar.
And I hear they offered you a role in the picture about Dan Quayle's visit to the White House.
Yeah, the accidental tourist. Actually, I was called back to Washington to paper train the puppies.
Oh.
You know, Millie, the White House dog, had three puppies. Actually, she had five, but the Senate rejected two.
Bob, can we stop now?
No, we're on a roll. Why do we stop? No, I want to tell you, we may get a better offer. Lucy's right, though. We've got a lot to say here. And we got a very important thing to say because we know who the winners are.
Yes, and we haven't even opened the envelopes.
Yeah, you're about to see 19 of the hottest young actors and actresses in pictures. These are the people who will be winning Oscars way into the next century.
That's right. You've already seen them act in hip movies, but tonight you're going to see them sing and dance. Yes. You know, Bob, I've always felt that hidden within every great actor is a song and dance man.
Yeah, you're telling me. In another life, I was Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, no.
Anyway, here we are with 19 triple threaters. Make a note of their name now. You're going to be hearing a lot from these kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Oscar winners of tomorrow, in a number especially written for this year's show by Marvin Hamlisch and Fred Ebb, and choreographed by Kenny Ortega.
Up here, accepting the prize.
Someday, my Oscar will come, and I'll grab him with tears in my eyes. Don't tell me how to dress.
Super duper Oscar winner.
I am most humbly impressed.
The Academy has voted me the very best.
Now that I'm finally a statuette, forgive me if I wear a silly smile.
I studied, you bet. It took lots of sweat.
But now I know the work I did was really worthwhile.
Treating me right.
They'll stoop and grovel, all right, my novel.
The title of the tale will be It Happened One Night.
Gee, but it's great to join the list of giants who stood up here and made a humble bow.
Some night it will be, that moment will be.
I just wish that moment was now.
So I trained and I studied and I went to those who teach movement and posture and language and speech.
Twang, twang, fly high. Oh, I've been hit in the eye.
I was lovely in Ibsen.
And perfect in Chekhov.
And in Shakespeare,
strong.
And I did all my Jane Fonda exercises. In case,
praise the Lord.
Praise, praise, praise the Lord. A musical came along.
No, I don't sing and I don't dance. I am a thespian in the classic sense. Don't talk to me about paying dues. I waited tables in Manhattan for 10 years and some of the finest restaurants in West Hollywood. I have studied extensively. I studied with Stella. I studied with Strasberg. I study Stanislavski. I am a serious actor. I was on Dynasty! and my dog Molly. And
I love it.
Because you like me. You really like me. The Oscar goes to...
That moment was now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Goldblum and Academy Award winner Gina Davis.